USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As was widely expected, the Federal Reserve announced a quarter percentage point rate increase to offset inflation and also announced that they will be raising rates 6 more times by the end of this year and potentially 3 times in 2023. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky made a historic virtual address to Congress pleading with the United States to help stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine and directly, in English, called out President Joe Biden.
You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Zelensky also touched the hearts of Congress and Americans who watched on television by playing a 3-minute video of the violence and bloodshed in Ukraine with a message to close the skies over Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Pfizer has applied for emergency use authorization of a fourth booster dose of their COVID-19 vaccine. The additional dose is for adults 65 and older who have gotten a booster dose of any of the authorized vaccines. To date, more than 960,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. since the pandemic began. Separately, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, husband of Vice President Kamala Harris, tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday. And in hopes to eliminate confusion about changing clocks back and forth, the Senate passed a bill yesterday that would make daylight savings time permanent across the United States. The bill has bipartisan backing, including several Republican and Democratic co-sponsors. If passed, the changes would not be implemented until November 2023. Officials say because the transportation industry has already built schedules based on the existing time and has asked for additional months to make those adjustments. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
If you're looking to take a trip anytime soon, the cost of your plane tickets are expected to be going up.
Some airlines are increasing their ticket prices as the cost of fuel continues to go up. Delta is raising tickets roughly 10%, with United and Southwest also joining in. The increase in ticket prices comes the same day both American and Southwest announced flight schedules were being cut into the spring due to fuel prices and staffing issues. Delta recorded their highest ticket sales of all time last week, with United and American also saying flight demand was increased. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris has announced that historically black colleges and universities, also called HBCUs, will be eligible for new grant funding following a series of bomb threats made against them. The Project School Emergency Response to Violence program under the Department of Education is intended to enhance campus security and provide mental health resources by providing short-term, immediate funding for institutions that have experienced violent or traumatic incidents. And as spring training is now underway, Major League Baseball has dropped its regular COVID-19 testing for all but symptomatic individuals while maintaining the ability to move games if the public health situation deteriorates. MLB and the Players Association finalized their 2022 COVID-19 protocols, easing pandemic restrictions 5 days after reaching their collective bargaining agreement. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.